So this dude, yep. Cadwallader, is like, hey, King Ott sent me here, Gumby, to ask for your help. There is a great thing where he's like, and as you recall, Gumby, we have a long storied history together. You helped King Ott defeat the Black Knight. There was that drought issue we had a problem with. And also you rescued his daughter from that elephant, Gumby. Do you recall these past Gumby episodes? Gumby?
Keep on going there, motherfucker. Let's hear them all.
I don't work for free. My favorite part of this entire 17-minute opus is, like, well, oh, no, it sounds like you're having trouble in your kingdom. Let's go. Hey, Pokey, you want to go on this adventure? And Pokey's like, nah, man, I'm going to sit this one out.
Oh, man, you know, I'm really fucking hungover, Gumby. We played that great gig at the Coliseum last night. I got fucked up. I slept with four prostitutes. I can't go into this book with you, man. God damn it, Gumby. Now I'm fucking Nick Nolte.
My crotch is on fire right now, bud. I can't be going to any books.
You know, I thought I could do 10 tabs of acid in one night. I can't. I'm not 20 years old anymore.
Oh, Gumby, I wish I was glue. God damn it.
But yeah, he's just like, nah, I'm cool, Gumby. You can keep going.
It's amazing. I'm so glad you brought this up because, like, I was sitting here like, is there ever been a time where a character in a show was asked if they wanted to be part of the show, and they turned it down.
Well, because, I mean, it makes one sense. Like, sometimes there's episodes of anything an actor isn't present because you don't want to pay that actor. They didn't really have a need for it. But he's there, and he says no.
There should be a thing where it's like, well, of course you can't go in the book because you're a horse and you're too stupid and illiterate to read. You have to read to get into a book.
Hey, Gumby, where you keep your good scotch? I mean, if you're going to be going, you're not going to really need it, are you?
It's just the end of Angel Has Fallen now.
Hi, Gumby, goddammit. Do you and Goo keep any condoms in the house or what?
Gumby, I'm sleeping upstairs. I'm sleeping standing up on a fucking horse.
Oh, fuck. I love it. And it's kind of great because you're like, all right, maybe, you know, our whole Nick Nolte riff aside, maybe, like, Pokey has better things to do. When Pokey is seen later in the episode, it's Prickle is like giving him a ride in his little like Tonka truck, like, you know, dirt mover thing. And Gumby's like, hey, Prickle, I fucking asked you to come on this mission, man. And this dude's like, well, I'm sorry about that, Gumby, but Pokey here wanted a ride on my bulldozer. And well, I've never said no to a horse before.
I got to get Pokey down to Tijuana. He's got a show at 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.